It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Now who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Happy Friday, everyone. I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And Andy, thanks for this week. I appreciate it very much.
Happy to help.
Am I on?
There we go.
There we go. I'm happy to help.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Won't get into details, but just, you know, an interesting week on my side, and I appreciate you helping out with, you know, everything I've got going on family-wise, and I really mean that. So, trip to Texas and back.
Great to have you back.
By the way.
Yeah.
Great freedom down there.
Yeah, hey, could you really spend a couple minutes here?
I was going to, yes.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead. What's it like? What is life like again?
What is life like when you don't have to get out of the car and worry about putting on your mask to even pay for your gas or your, you know, groceries or whatever you're going to go in real quick and get?
What's it like?
Wonderful.
And more importantly, what are all the people around you like? They more relaxed?
Oh, yes, by far.
Do you actually hear human beings speak from time to time?
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, yes. But what's interesting is there still are, even in Texas, there are still those Karen and Kevins running around.
Oh, sure.
That are wearing their masks that give you that stink eye look like, why don't you have one of these on? And you just look at them and smile and say, you sucker, you.
John, yeah, but this is Denver. Today, as I was coming up, you know, the 12th floor, There was a very nice gentleman, very nice guy, but he got on with me and he went up to a different floor. He had on the mask and a full facial visor.
Oh, the visors.
So what? The visor over the mask.
I haven't figured those out yet. What's the purpose of that?
Well, the visor is so you don't get it from others. One of the most prone places of the body where you can get any virus is through the eyes.
Sure.
Because it's a wet area on the face, you know, right up front. So that's why you have the visor. Actually, the visors are much better for protecting you than a mask.
Okay, so typically, what you're telling me is if somebody's wearing a visor, maybe they've got an autoimmune issue or something along those lines, and they're trying to be more proactive in their own health?
Possibly. But I have known people who wear them who are just paranoid.
Okay. I wondered that.
Yeah. I mean, come on, John. We're living in it. When you see people obviously wearing their mask while they're driving, wouldn't you consider the windshield a pretty big visor?
Yeah. I want to roll down the window so badly and just call out, say, you know, hey, can you roll your window down? Can you tell me why inside the car you need to wear a mask? I would love to ask that question. Why do you need to wear a mask in the car?
Oh, yeah. It's
alone.
Horrible. It's horrible. You know, and I went to a movie last night. We'll be reviewing it here shortly. And there was hardly anybody in the theater. And I'm not just talking my auditorium. I'm talking the theater.
The whole thing.
Yeah. And there are some pretty good-sized movies out right
sure.
now, John. Nobody wants to go. Why? Because it's run like the Gestapo.
Right.
It is depressing. And you've got people wearing the staff. They're wearing masks. Some are wearing visors. They've all got gloves on. They got this. They got that. They got arrows everywhere and signs. It is so depressing.
Yeah, it wasn't that way in Texas. I didn't go to the movies, but
yeah.
I went to, you know, several other places where, you know, to eat and you know, going to buy some things, different things along those lines. And I, again, had numerous conversations with some folks where it was like, you know, one person went to In-N-Out, by the way, for dinner one night.
Oh, how was it?
Awesome, by the way. Love In-N-Out.
Okay.
And while there, a person looked at me and he said, you from here, or, you know, where are you at? And I said, oh, from Colorado. And he's like, oh. He said, isn't this great not having to wear a mask? I said, this is awesome. He's like, yeah, this should be a national holiday. I said, you are so right.
Oh, yes.
We had a really good conversation, and it was fun. And, you know, and it's just, you can just tell, you know, there. And I don't know what it'll be like here in Colorado if we ever get to that point. But there, it's just like a big sigh of relief from these folks.
Oh, yeah. You know, the same when I went to South Dakota. Hardly anybody's wearing masks. You know, a few people, and nobody judges them. That's cool. Right, you, man, right. You want to wear a mask, you go for it.
Which, by the way, that's the way it should be.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't...
If you want to wear a mask, feel free. Knock your socks off.
Yeah, do what you want. You be you. I'll be me. But the thing was is that you had a lot of people up there who are from other states who escaped to there, and that's why their smiles were even wider.
It was just awesome. That's all I can say. It was the best part about the entire trip was that, and just you know, being able to really run around free. That's how you feel. You feel free.
You know what I miss the most? Waiters and waitresses who don't have masks on, who can interact with you.
And talk to you. Now, I will say this. Look to me like the majority of corporate-owned and or franchise-type locations, you're still probably going to have employees wearing masks because that's coming down from the top down. They're probably putting a policy in that's coast-to-coast that unless the whole country goes maskless, they're probably going to require their employees to wear them. And you know what? Again, whatever they choose to do, they're an employer. They can do whatever they want to.
You know, I think it's two things, John. You're right, they can, but I don't want to shop there as much. But it's two things. Number one, that's corporate top-down leadership.
Correct.
You know, one size fits all is always the easy way to do. And let's face it, a lot of people at these corporate offices are just flat out lazy.
Right.
And so they don't want to tailor to each area.
Right.
But also, how many corporations in America today are just teeming with liberals in their corporate office now?
Most.
Yeah. It's just liberalism, John.
Most.
It is liberalism in these corporate offices telling these, you know, these outlets that are in free states that they still got to wear masks.
Yeah, to me, it'd be easy to make a policy where if, you know, your state requires it, great. If not, then your people don't have to wear one unless they feel like they want to.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
It's their deal. I mean, you know. Now, I will say this.
The policy, by the way, how about obey your state laws and go by that, not by something that works in New York?
I would be for that.
Go ahead. Yes. You were saying.
The only thing I was going to add is I don't know that I will boycott or, you know, semi-boycott a place of business because they require their people to do so. As long as I don't have to, I'm in. Because, you know, whatever, I mean, certain places require the team members to wear certain uniforms, certain shoes, certain socks, certain pants, certain shirts, whatever, you know. Hey, mask is included, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not saying boycott. I'm saying it just won't be as fun. So I'm not saying I will not go to this place, but if I got this place and a comparable place, and
at
a comparable place, nobody's wearing masks, I'm sorry, it's just a happier place.
I agree with that.
I like happy places when I got to spend a lot of money.
Well, and I like to see the people that are waiting on me's faces, by the way. I'm one of those guys. I want to see what expressions you have towards me.
I miss that.
I do too, because I really want to know, because you see a lot by facial expressions, which, by the way, with masks, you don't see.
And you know where it's also big? If you got kids with you.
Oh, yes. Huge.
The waiter and the waitress, they can always interact with the kids. It's wonderful. Nowadays, oh my gosh.
That's right.
What they're missing.
All right, yesterday's question of the day, which I was not here for, when asked what major scientific breakthrough they think they'll see in their lifetime, 41% of people said... living under the sea like SpongeBob.
How could 41% of the people come up with that on their own?
Because to me, I would not have come up with that.
No, because living under the sea was a hint. How would 41% on their own come up with living under the sea?
I don't know. And to me, that's not even on I don't think we're ever going to.
You know what? I know what this is coming from. Come on. You've got half the country is left wing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And left-wingers are afraid of global warming burying us in water. So they've probably been talking on college campuses and amongst themselves for quite a while about living under the sea. And they watch Aquaman, which is a pretty good movie.
I'm going to add this real quick to this. I also think it's because of this age-old idea that the Earth is somehow overpopulated, which, by the way, folks, it's not. I can attest to that after just driving all the way to South Texas and back.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody out there thinks the Earth is overpopulated, just... head north out of Texas or south out of Colorado, southeast out of Colorado, and you'll soon learn that, no, it's not even close.
No, it isn't even close. Although I'm starting to wonder how soon America will be with Joe Biden running our border.
Oh, jeez.
They're pouring in.
I know. We'll get into that as well today, maybe. Impossible question of today.
Yeah.
We'll answer this at the 5 o'clock mark. And this is not a drink. Here's the hint. Not a drink. Give this answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We consume 3 bottles of this each year. What is it? Not a drink, by the way. We consume 3 bottles of this each year. What is it? Three bottles
right
is
now.
A lot.
Pain reliever.
I was the first of my list, with Tylenol or Advil or whatever.
Yeah, anything, and that's probably jumped up since January 20th.
I was going to answer one of two ways: either that, or Pepto.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, antacid.
And going along
with Mylanta, yeah, Pepto, right. Any of those kinds
right.
of things.
One of those two is my answer. Some sort of a drug.
Yes.
Especially now.
Yes. I would say that's a good answer. Okay. I'm going to go with that. How about I go with pain reliever, you go with the stomach stuff?
Works for me. We'll find out at the 5 o'clock mark. All right. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair. And folks, you guys all know, it's been talked about all week long. There is a big storm coming into the area. It's here as we speak. It's forming. Yeah, this thing is large. How much snow in that are we going to get? I cannot answer that. If you have not gotten tires by now, well, there's 2 hours left roughly of Extreme Auto Repair, and that's probably not going to happen. So my advice is, if you don't have good tires, stay home. If you have been to Extreme Auto Repair and you've got great tires, though, you know what? Knock your socks off, as long as you're not impeding somebody else. So if you need something, though, on your car, the best way to take care of it is with proper maintenance, and they can do that at Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Centel Center, if you're just not feeling yourself, you're not up to speed, you don't sleep well. By the way, I believe March is, or next week, I should say, is National Sleep Week, I think. If you're not sleeping well, give Dr. Julie a call. She'll help you with all of that, including losing weight. Anything you need, Centel Center, 303-343-8800. Again, 303-343-8800. That's Centel Center.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And did some rewinding. President Joe's speech that he gave last night, which I thought was supposed to be more of a, since he hasn't done it yet, a State of the Union address, which I thought he was supposed to have done by now. And I don't know if he considered that last night as that, but it was far from any kind of a State of the Union address. It was dismal, as far as I'm concerned. A dismal failure. It was awful.
The Biden bot.
I'm not even saying that.
The Biden bot.
As,
I mean, the guy is just awful. Staring straight forward awful. With this blank look in his face.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that, by the way, as a conservative talking about, if that had been Trump doing the same thing, I would have said so. It was whoever wrote the speech was a moron. He delivered it the way he did was a moron.
Flat.
The whole thing, again, utter dismal failure to be president now after being VP, and that's your first public announcement to the populace of the United States of America, and that's the best you can do. That's if you're a Democrat, sorry, that was a dismal failure. And if that's the best you've got, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. And here's the proof, by the way, that we are being even-handed. Remember, once or twice when Trump came off way too scripted, what did you and I say?
Same thing.
Boring,
yep.
Scripted,
yep.
Flat.
Yep.
It didn't come off
as sincere. No, we were critical when we needed to be.
And by the way, the thing that really angered me the most, well, there's really two things. Number one, no credit to Trump for developing the vaccine. This guy Biden is taking all the credit for it. And who was it? Dick Morris basically said that he is the rooster taking credit for the sunshine, for the sunrise.
Because he's crowing.
Yeah, because he's crowing over all these vaccines getting out. It's like, dude, you did nothing.
Yep.
And number two, it was just, oh, gosh, how do I put it? He's trying to take credit for giving us this little bit of money. You're robbing us of almost $2 trillion.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
you're giving us pennies.
First of all, he talked to us, in my opinion.
Like kids.
Thank you. Like we're kids. Like we're children. And I've got comments from other folks that said, well, when you act like kids, you should be treated like such. No, good leaders don't ever do that. Good leaders, I don't care how bad the public audience happens to be that you think you're talking to, good leaders never talk that way.
Joe Biden and the people writing his speeches think lowly of the American people.
That was apparent last night.
Yeah. They want to take our money and give it to other countries.
Yep.
They want us overrun by illegal aliens. They don't care about us.
Nope. This came in from Joe, by the way, and I'll just read this because I my sentiments exactly, by the way, but I'm going to read what Joe sent me. By 4th of July, quote unquote, this is Biden talking, there's a good chance that you, your family, and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or your neighborhood and have a cookout of a barbecue. And Joe says, guess what, Joe? The chances of that happening are 100% before you even sworn in as president. I didn't need your approval to have a Christmas dinner gathering at my house, attend a New Year's Eve party, or to have a Super Bowl party, and I certainly wasn't going to hold off having a 4th of July barbecue at my house unless you told me it was okay to do so. By the way, spot on, Joe. Thank you for saying so.
Oh, absolutely.
Our listener, Joe, I should say, because I don't need the president's permission to have a barbecue.
Yeah, let's get the right Joe here. Let me ask you a question. Remember how Barack Obama was always leading from behind? That's mm-hmm. what we said. Has Joe taken that on steroids?
Oh,
I mean, look at all these states opening up already, way ahead of him. And he's talking about, hey, maybe one day you'll be able to eat, you know, freely and stuff. All these states are open.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with you in that, other than I would use the term leading very loosely because I don't think Joe understands what it takes to be a leader, period. He doesn't understand the basic principles of being a leader, period.
No, he doesn't.
I do think Obama knew some of what it took to be a leader just because he'd had some coaching and some direction in that particular area. And whether you liked what he did or not, he did know how to, you know, rally the troops and be a leader and be charismatic and speak correctly and so on.
Oh, yes.
Joe, so far, has done none of that.
Yeah, Barack Obama was a community organizer, and that means he was a leader out in the field organizing groups,
Whether you like what he was leading or not, he did.
Oh, sure. There are a lot of evil leaders throughout history. I don't care about, you know, what you lead. Are you a leader? And I agree with your assessment.
Joe is not.
Joe is not a leader.
No, not even close.
No.
Now, he may be behind the scenes, and I do think he pulls a lot of strings more so than I think most people will give him credit for. And I think behind the scenes, he's a very evil, vindictive, selfish individual that wants everything for himself.
True.
And that part, by the way, did come through last night in the speech.
I didn't see it that closely. How so?
Because he's talking to us like we're little children, and he's the one in control, and he's going to make sure that we can open up for a barbecue on July 4th, and we have no minds of our own to decide that. Only he can do that for us.
Well, true, but isn't that generally just how all the Democrats in power are treating it right now? Every Democrat governor, Polis, Cuomo, all of them look at everything you get as something they're granting you.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
They think we're kids.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, and I agree with you on that they're all in, you know, they're kind of all in that together. And I've been going back and forth today with one of our liberal texters basically saying how bad that speech was last night and how awful it was. And it just, you know, you as a Democrat, if you're going to sit there and compare what he did last night to anything Trump ever did in a speech and claim that what he did last night was a success, you're a moron.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was terrible.
It was awful.
Let me ask you this. Your liberal texter, what did this person praise in the speech?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
You know, basically, you know, if I was doing everything I should have been, I shouldn't be having a barbecue anyways, because I should be trying to protect the populace by staying home and doing exactly what the government tells me.
Let me ask you something,
John.
What
a bunch of lemmings, by the way.
Just help me out here, because you don't like masks. You only wear them when you're required.
When I'm forced to.
Yeah, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you infected?
None.
Me too.
You know why? Because I haven't had it.
Right. And even if you had, had it, would you have taken precautions
yes.
to not spread it?
Yes, of course.
So what's the problem?
None. There aren't any.
Yeah. By the way, let's keep in mind, folks, even in the most positive way of looking at a mask, that is saying that it shortens the distance that a cough travels. That's about all a mask can possibly do.
Yeah, sneeze, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm being generous here, okay? What if somebody doesn't have a cough? Why are they wearing a mask? Everyone who doesn't have a cough, there's no reason to wear a mask. Well, because they can't breathe it on people. No, you breathe right through the mask. Otherwise, you'd suffocate. Okay, all a mask does is shorten the distance of a cough. So if you don't have a cough, why are you wearing a mask?
This is all about control.
Right.
Period. Plain and simple. This is not about public safety. I've proven this so many times on this show. It's not about public safety. It's not about your health. It's none of the above. This is flat out a control of the populace. It's to see how far can we go? What can we get by with? What will these lemmings, these morons that are out there, actually agree to do if we tell them to do so? And I hate to say this, but about 90% of the populace bought into this crap.
Absolutely. But unfortunately for them, John, and we were talking about this last week while you were gone, or during the week while you were gone, it's going to get harder and harder for those people to hold the line as more people mm-hmm. feel the freedom.
I think you're right on that. I agree. The Karens will start to lose control. They'll have their temper tantrums. They'll even have some public temper tantrums, I believe, in stores and places like that when they find others around them are not wearing masks. They'll throw their little fit. They'll try to get their 5 minutes of fame. It's going to be very short-lived, because I would guess that as more and more things start to open up, even Colorado in the summer. Now, Andy and I debate, is that going to be May or June? I don't know, by the way. It won't be April. I can already tell you that.
Yeah,
I don't
that
think
was
it's
interesting. By the way, Susan says April. I say May. You say June.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you guys are right. I really do. I really hope and pray you guys are right.
You know what I think we're going to see? I think you're dead right. What we're going to see is surveillance footage from stores of people attacking mm-hmm. non-mask wearers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what's coming.
Only reason I say that is because after just now being in Texas where they lifted all the orders,
yeah.
and you still have a certain amount of Kevins and Karens running around down there that don't like it, that's not Colorado, that's Texas,
right.
where they won't put up with it. But you get in other places, liberal places like here, California, Oregon, Washington, places like that, yeah, you're going to have some Karens throwing major fits.
Yeah, I think you are. And north of the border in Wyoming, you know, they're dumping the mask order. And I think you're even going to see it in places like that.
If you
get closer to a college.
You very well could be.
Young people want to control everyone around them right now.
You could very well. I don't think you're wrong in saying that. No, I think those places you're very much spot on. And folks, you know, trust me when I say this. And I, by the way, I don't think I've steered any of you wrong throughout all of COVID yet. I've been through this since day one, prior to day one. And by the way, been on air literally almost every single day since COVID started and from the beginning of when it was announced. And I honestly couldn't believe we were even doing what we were doing. You know, I like everyone else, agreed to flatten the curve that first 30 days. I was listening to the White House, reading all of the press material on it, saying, okay, yep, I get it. Let's get this under control. And then I really thought, let's get back to normal. Well, we didn't get back to normal. We're a year later, and that flattening the curve has turned into a year of pain.
We have seen hospitals all across the country, especially during that first 30 days, get equipped, get all the supply, mm-hmm. the stock, everything arranged, all the barriers and everything. All these hospitals nationwide are totally equipped, and in about 95% of the nation, they're empty
yep.
of these COVID patients. They only got a few.
Yep. So the entire U.S. seven-day average for new cases... Or sorry, let me get all of the U.S. Hold on, show all. All new 7 day average is of new cases 218,000 new cases on average. Colorado is way below that. We are down in I just looked at the numbers. Sorry, we are as Coloradans about 988 new cases.
Per
1,000 cases total population of Colorado
per day
per 7 day average per day.
Okay, so about per day, 7 day average.
About
over,
a, no, yeah, about 7,000 7 days, so about 1,000.
Yeah, but these
average.
Are just cases.
These are cases.
Who cares?
That's right. These are
cases. It's just the virus. And by the way, you know, everybody, I don't. While you were gone, Governor Polis wants us to put out magenta lights to mourn the dead,
oh,
the
geez.
COVID dead. Yeah, he's serious.
Why don't you put them out at your office, there,
like,
pal?
How many people have COVID light? I mean, magenta lights. So suddenly, we're all supposed to be able to find these magenta colored lights and put them out to mourn the dead. And John, a little reminder, to everybody. That's not over 6,000 people who were killed by COVID. It's over 6,000 people who died with a very widespread a virus present. That's all. It was present. It probably aggravated or hastened other factors they already had.
So Colorado death rate right now is about 6 per day total. And everything you just said is true, even in that figure.
Right.
Total U.S. death rate right now, 7 day average, is about 1,500 individuals. So that's 50 states, 350 million plus people, and we're at 1,500. I said this before, folks, and I will continue to say so. Yes, if you look up the definition of pandemic today, you will see that what we have fits a pandemic. But if you go back and look prior to the pandemic, what the original definition of pandemic was, we've never been in one.
No.
We still aren't.
No, I always bring up the plague. Wiped out a third of Europe, and it didn't require 2.6 comorbidities. Yeah. It killed you on its own, John.
Yeah. We folks have not even had a pandemic from day one. We have been played. We are still being played. In my opinion, this has been one of the largest tests of the American public, world population, but especially the American public, ever, to see what they can and cannot get by with and what they can force you to do. Real quick, John and Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Real quick, John, we never, other than on paper, we never had a mask mandate in Wyoming. And the reason why is when they put the mandate out, all 23 county sheriffs and all 23 county prosecutors said, I don't have the time, the money, the manpower, and I don't know what law it would be to prosecute somebody anyway, so we're not enforcing it. So the only place that the police actually try to enforce it was in Jackson, Wyoming. Or Jackson Hole.
Oh, imagine that. Liberal capital of Wyoming.
College.
And the reason why is a couple of Karens on the county, on the city council, called the police chief in and said, if you don't enforce this right away, we're going to terminate you.
You know, John, I think there's a lot of that everywhere. Where the sheriffs do enforce it, they're probably being pressured by city councils.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the other thing why masks are ridiculous. My wife has been flying since July.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to Asia. She's been to Europe. She's been to South America, the Caribbean, and all over the United States. She hasn't got it. And if she, and those, you know, although they say that the air on airplanes is cleaner than most other air because of the way they filter it.
Right.
It, you know, still, if she's been in close proximity with that many people and hasn't got it, you got to have a comorbidity to make you get sick from it. I think that we both had it and didn't know it because we're both fairly healthy and just we're asymptomatic and I don't know. But, John, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Glad you're back.
Thanks.
Which means hopefully your brother is doing better or holding his own.
He is not, but I am back. So that's, I'll
okay, well,
try to explain more later.
One other thing, I did that drive to Dallas that you did. I did it a couple of months ago, and when we got that car from my wife to keep down there at DFW, and you're right, once you get south of Colorado Springs, out in the middle of nowhere, you can see how much room is in the United States.
Yep.
Or any time, all you have to do is drive north to Wellington. Drive north out of Wellington all the way to Rapid City, as Andy could say, and look at how much open space once you get north of Wellington.
You're correct. You are correct.
So it's just, it's crazy.
It really is.
But, John, for the question of the day,
yes,
I would say ketchup.
Ooh, good answer, John. We'll see. We'll answer at 5. Good answer, by the way. Appreciate that very much.
Cool,
all right, appreciate it, man. Stay safe during this storm. Franktown Firearms is next, by the way. And, yeah, they've got ammo, guns, training, accessories, you name it. It's all there. One-stop shopping. Find them at klzradio.com. Look for Franktown or 720-770-7777.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
All right, folks, Pure Force Chevrolet. I was just on the website, purefoicechevrolet.com, which is where you can shop, by the way. And just one caveat, not everything they have will always be on the website. You know, they could trade for a car, you know, minutes ago. It's not going to be on the website, most likely, until their web person gets that handled within probably 24 hours. So what I will tell you is if you ever wonder what kind of a vehicle they have, either stop by or call, but you can shop online. PureFoyChevrolet.com. I'm looking right now. Lots of used cars there. They've got all their new cars as well with some great specials on those as well. So anything you need, shop online. PureFoyChevrolet.com. It's always easy, and it's like going back in time to buy a car. Call direct 303-659-8311.
The team at Purefoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purefoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
All right, folks, one thing that you need to be doing, and it's been a reminder even inside of my own family here recently, is make sure you plan for the future. Yes, Michael Bailey is one of those things you plan with. But on top of that, plan your estate and where you're going to be in retirement when it comes to finances. That's where Al Smith comes into play. Make sure you have things handled when it comes to retirement and even what you're going to do later in life, even if you're not going to retire. But just how are you going to survive? How are you going to live? What are you going to do? What kind of free time are you going to have? And so on. And Al can help you with all of that. 303-744-1128. Or again, find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We are living in Crazyville. The cancel culture just censored Dr. Seuss, while the coward culture capitulated. Clamping down on free speech leads to tyranny and destruction. Capitulating won't stop it. It only emboldens the despots. Kim Munson here. Monday, author, immigrant from China, and patriot Helen Raleigh joins me to talk about the cancel culture and what we must do about it. Plus, it is Eat Meat Week, and we'll highlight events happening in Colorado in response to POLA's Meat Out Edict. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate, together with Charlie Grimes behind the window. And now it is time for a movie review. John, would you agree that in the last 50 years, if you looked at the top five actors of the last 50 years, one of them has to be Anthony Hopkins?
Agree, yes.
He is incredible. I mean, he's mesmerizing. Good guy, bad guy, it doesn't matter. This guy hits it out of the park. Well, is he still the master? Let's find out in The Father.
Date of birth?
Friday, 31st of December, 1937.
You're living with your daughter at the moment?
Yes, until she goes to live in Paris.
No, Dad, why do you keep going on about Paris?
You told me.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry, Anne, you told me the other day. Have you forgotten? She's forgotten. Paris. They don't even speak English there.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Laura.
How do you do, sir?
I say, you're gorgeous.
Thank you. I must say, he's charming.
Yeah, not always. Laura has come round to help you.
I don't need her or anyone else. I can manage very well on my own.
Everything all right?
Who are you?
Actually, it's me, Paul.
Who?
I live here.
What is this nonsense? Anne?
It's me.
Ah, there she is.
Your father seemed a bit confused.
Something wrong?
Where's Anne?
Sorry?
Ma'am, where is he?
I'm here. What's the matter, Dad?
Strange things going on around us.
Don't worry. Everything will sort itself out. Saw it in his eyes. Didn't know who I was. It was like I was a stranger to him. Just did something to me.
I don't know what she's cooking up against me, but she's cooking something up.
What are you talking about, Dad?
I'm not leaving my flat! I am not leaving my flat! This really is my flat, isn't it? You see, the situation is very simple. My daughter is of the opinion that I cannot manage on my own.
I'm so sorry about this.
Why? She understands perfectly.
It's important. I explained it all to you.
Why do you keep looking as if there's something wrong? Everything is fine.
I think she tries to do the best she can for you, Anthony.
Everything will be all right. I promise you.
There's something funny going on.
John, have you ever known anybody who was going downhill with either dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, I don't know if I could watch this movie because of that.
Yeah.
I watched my grandmother go through all that.
Yeah, and I've known people who have gone through it, too, and it's
very
really
difficult.
Something. Yes, and, well, in this movie, Anthony, who's actually played by Anthony Hopkins, his name is Anthony in the movie, he's 80 years old, he's losing his mind, and call it dementia, call it Alzheimer's, they really don't specify, but this man is losing his grip on reality.
Right.
And it's weird. People change from scene to scene. You'll have somebody he's talking to, and then suddenly they're not in the home. All right, mm-hmm. And then he's talking to somebody else, then mm-hmm. It switches characters, and then they're making these plans, then they never made those plans, and he is becoming more and more frightened with what's happening. Well, what we're seeing is fear, mm-hmm. And it's a fear that millions of people endure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything you just said is very true, very
right.
correct.
Right.
It's exactly how it is.
Yeah, and by the way, John, the fear is twofold. It's not just the fear of the elderly person who's losing reality. Because that's a terrifying thing. And, you know, even you and I, come on, we're not what we were in our 20s, right? It let's face it, you start to lose it. You start to become not as sharp as you were. Mm-hmm. Well, if you get into full-on dementia, that's got to be terrifying. But they're also talking about the fear of his loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's terrible mm-hmm. looking at this person who used to be Superman.
That's right.
And by the way, he was brilliant. In this case, he was...
My grandmother was, too.
He was an engineer.
My grandmother was one of the probably best, you know, accountant/bookkeeper type individuals you'd ever meet in your entire life.
Right.
And we watched exactly what that movie depicts happen.
Exactly. So you've got somebody who either had a very sharp mind, mm-hmm. maybe with numbers or so forth, or maybe they were a great leader, or maybe they inspired you in other ways, and they're flat out losing their grip and yeah. losing their ability to do that. And that's terrifying for you, but also it's the burden.
Yeah.
Because all of us, John, we are very busy as it is. We could have nobody like Anthony in our lives, and we're still buried and busy.
Right.
So if you add someone like that to your life, and you've got to shut down major sections of your life, your relationships, your job, and all these other kinds of things, that's terrifying, and you're terrified watching them go further down because you realize, first of all, obviously you feel terribly for them. Secondly, you feel terribly for yourself because your life is being shut down. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, you feel horrible for the second part because you don't want to feel bad about yourself. You only want to feel for them, but you got to think of yourself too.
Yep.
Do you see what all this stuff that goes through your head?
Very much so.
Right.
Been through that, yes.
Exactly. Well, they, in this movie, do an incredible job of bringing that forward. Anthony's daughter is Anne. She's played by Olivia Colman. You probably don't know her, but she is a British actress and wonderful. She's won awards, just fantastic, and she is again. Anne loves her father so much, but the burden is overwhelming her life. What can she do with Anthony? What can any of us do? Well, ultimately, John, Anne must face the consequences of something we do in modern society, something that's very, very good. We keep people alive far longer than ever before.
Right.
What's the result of that? In many cases, that requires more than we can give. Okay, that's the story of the father. Right. All right. What works? Well, first of all, let's just take the Academy Award right now and give it to Anthony Hopkins. It's over.
Really?
The race just ended, I think. All right. He's going to win Best
that
Actor.
Good.
Pencil it in. Yeah. Especially toward the end of the movie. Oh, wow. Look, I know he's great, but I almost wonder if this is the best performance he's ever done. Mm. It's certainly in the top group. Amazing. He gives you the, for a lot of it, it's just kind of, you know, moving throughout it as he's trying to come to grips with it. But toward the end, the fear is something else. Mm. Next, this is the best look I've ever seen into the confused world and frustrations of the elderly. I've never seen a movie depict it this well. Mm. Once proud and brilliant, they see their entire existence melt away. Mm. Terrifying. Next, every actor was terrific. Now, this kind of makes sense, right? I mean, they all knew they shared the stage with a legend.
Right.
Who was at the top of his game.
He is.
And even Olivia Colman, who, you know, she's an award winner herself. She just seemed driven. She was incredible. Mm. Finally, this movie is pretty short. It's an hour and 37 minutes.
Okay.
So someone actually did some editing. Thank you.
That's yeah, otherwise, these get way long.
Right. What doesn't work? Well, here's some things that don't work. Number one, it's a lesson, not entertainment.
Right.
Even though it was short, John, I'm going to be honest, it was tedious. Yeah. It was tedious. And I'm not just talking about what it feels like listening to someone with dementia, because they got to have some scenes where they convey that, mm-hmm. how hard it is for someone to listen to this person try to find their train of thought. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do this because you interview people all the time. And when someone's struggling with their train of thought, I'm sure it's, you know, you're kind of waiting. Okay. And well, for somebody who has that as a relative, that's their life. But honestly, John, it was more tedious than that. The story plods. In only an hour and 37 minutes, the story is plodding. You're thinking to yourself, they could have done this in an hour and 20 easy.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, it's true. Number two, there aren't many surprises along the way, believe it or not.
Right.
Early on, it looks like there are going to be, and just there seem to be less and less as it goes along. Third, this is big. Some humor would have helped, more humor. It wouldn't have detracted from the story. It would have added to it. Anthony Hopkins, among everything else that he does, is also a tremendous comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
He can deliver a funny line in a serious movie.
Right.
So, well, you've seen him do it a million times. Don't waste Anthony Hopkins. They should have taken a little more time and written some more humor into that. And by the way, that would pick it up along the way every 5-10 minutes. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. They didn't do that and it laid flat. Finally, the bottom line is it's artsy.
Hmm.
This is an art film. All right. This is one of those Sundance type films that you hear about. And let's face it, they're not very enjoyable to watch.
Right.
They really aren't. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 99%. This is going to, you know, be put up for Best Picture. It should not, in my opinion. Quality, I'm giving it 2 stars. And I know that's harsh, okay? But when I give the quality thing, I look at it from the position of just a moviegoer,
right,
not somebody going to Sundance as a reviewer.
Perfect.
2 stars. Political, 3 stars.
Okay.
More religious, I'm going to give it 4 stars. I very much liked the message. So bottom line, do I recommend it? If you want to watch great acting and understand the elderly, then yes, go to this, treasure it. If you want entertainment, no.
Find something else.
I would say find something else.
Thank you, Andy. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and along these lines fits right into the movie Andy's talking about. Those are the things that need to be done, because when you get to the point that Andy's talking about where Anthony Hopkins was, you can't even make those decisions because you're not competent to do so.
Right.
You got to have that done prior to that. So please get with Michael, especially if you're getting up there in age. And honestly, folks, you don't know what your end of life is. You know, as a family, we're going through that now. You don't have to be in your 70s or 80s. You could be in your 50s or earlier. I had a son-in-law that passed away in his mid-30s from cancer. So, folks, we don't know. Anything can happen to anybody. Get that planned and handled.
If I could say one thing, I think of Anthony in the movie, and what a comfort it would have been for him knowing all his affairs were in order before he got to that stage.
Great point. Call Michael today. KLZradio.com is where you find him, or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, folks, a good shop. As we're looking out the window,
yes,
the storm's coming. How big's it going to be? You know what, folks? There's lots of predictions. It's anybody's guess. But what I will tell you is accidents will happen. That I can give you as 100% for sure.
Yeah.
Whether it's you or somebody else, it's going to happen. And I'm not saying that there's going to be, you know, everyone in an accident this weekend, but there will be accidents. It's just what happens during big snowstorms. So if that happens to you, you're involved in an accident, or you know somebody involved in an accident, send them to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com. A vehicle can be dropped off in after hours. All the tuk tuk drivers know how to handle that. And last but not least, if you're involved in an accident and they're forcing you, or they're trying to force you to have the car hauled someplace you don't want it to go to, you don't have to. It can go to a good shop. Set your foot down and make sure that happens. 720-541-7697, or again, find them at klzradio.com.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And yes, folks, there is a big storm coming in this weekend. If you've been living under a rock and haven't noticed any of the news forecasts or anything along those lines, yes, there is a big storm coming in. It will start tonight. It will probably taper off a little bit tomorrow, then pick back up again and go through, depending upon what forecast you listen to and believe. It'll either go through Sunday and have some moments of not snowing and then snowing again and not snowing and snowing again. But when it's all said and done, there's anywhere from, predictions are, you know, on the low side, 8 to 12, and the high side, you know, 24 to 30, depending upon who you're listening to.
Right, and also depending upon what part of town
where you're
in.
At. Right. Yes,
and
yes.
They're talking about it being a heavy, wet snow.
Yeah, it's March. Yeah.
By the way, let me ask you something. On your equipment, is that harder?
Oh, yes, so, by far.
Yeah, well, no, tell me about that. Obviously, powder is easy to push around, but yep. I mean, what does it do for your equipment when this heavy stuff hits?
If it gets super deep, and that's why, you know, most of you don't realize this, but, you know, those of you that employ a plow company, it's the reason why they will show up on your property more than once, because it's just physically impossible with a regular snow plow to push 30 inches of snow. You can't. It's just the law of physics don't allow it. So that plow company will have to be through there 3-4 times because you just can't push 30 inches of heavy, wet snow. 30 inches of powder is different than 30 inches of wet snow.
What are some things that people do, say drivers or where they park, you know, residents and drivers and so forth that really annoy you?
They pull in behind a snowplow thinking that that driver knows you're there and then wonder why they back into you when you didn't let them know you were there. And first of all, why are you there? Why did you pull in behind someone in the first place?
What do you mean? Like in traffic pulling?
No, like in a parking lot. You'll be plowing snow and some moron will just pull right up behind the snowplow for God knows who knows what reason, because there's nothing going on around there for them to do so. But it's always that... You know, it's that philosophy of, you know, if you're out in the middle of a parking lot and you park out way by yourself, when you come out, there'll be somebody parked around you. And I don't know why. I can't answer that.
Well, with me, it's I'm popular.
I guess that could be.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know about you.
Evidently, plow drivers are as well, because it never fails. Somebody will pull right behind a snowplow, and then when it gets backed into, wonder why.
Now, do you guys do pretty much just businesses?
Yes.
Or do you do any streets? Do you do any residential?
Some streets, but mostly business. No residential. I got out of that game years ago.
You got out of that game.
On
How
purpose.
Come?
I'll tell you in the 4 o'clock hour, maybe.
Oh, okay.
We got to take a break, but it's more than a one sentence answer.
Got
but,
it.
Let's just say that I've done retail for a very, very, very long time, and I'm done.
Let me just ask this. Does it explain the twitch?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right. Novus Auto Glass, folks, coming up next. Great place to go if you need any kind of auto glass work done. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll take care of you from windshield repair to replace. And by the way, they've got the great little stickers that they can stick on the windshield that we'll send you. Just go to klzradio.com, fill a form out, and we'll send you those little repair stickers. So, again, find them at klzradio.com or go to the website rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. We'll come back to hour number two, and it's going to be movie rental reviews about...
movies that were better than you expected.
Okay, movies that are better than you expected, or, you know, good, bad movies, however you want to say it.
Sure. Bigger than you expected, better than you expected.
Okay. We'll do that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow for Fix It Radio at 9, followed by Drive Radio, then Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.